Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you all had a pleasant Yontif. And I think we have a number of weeks of uninterrupted learning for a little while, so we'll be able to cover some ground. Bez Hashem, what I'd like to do today, really turning now into the Shulchan Aruch and the beginning of the Hilchos Pasuk Becholov. In our Siman, again, we'll touch on things which we already spoke about as part of the Hakdama, but just defining what is Bishul in general, what is Bishul in regards to Pasuk Becholov. What type of cooking are we talking about? And what exactly is implied by cooking and so on? So I'd like to look, to begin with, at the sugi which we saw already, the sugi in Chulin Daf Kuch Chesam and Aleph, the first of the sources. You all got the sources, right? I emailed the next couple. Okay.
That's on packet six?
Number six. So Anaf Aleph, I call Agdoras Bishul B'derech Klal. So the Gemara has, again, we saw this already. This will be reviewed, but we'll not put it together. The Gemara Chulin Kuch Chesam Lalev, it's talking there about the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Nofal Tipos Cholov, a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. That's the subject over there. So we have the famous statement of Abaye, Amar Abaye, hello, Amar Abaye, you're here in the Yeshiva? Danny,
I'm here, but I'm waiting for COVID time.
I got a rapid this morning. So, okay, such is life today. Anyway, so the first of the sources, the Gemara says in Chulin Kuch Chesam, Amar Abaye, Tamo v'lo mamasha. Let's say you have the flavor of something. And he's not talking about Pasuk Cholov per se at this point, but Tamo v'lo mamasha. You have the flavor, but not the substance of the Isser. Okay, that's a fancy, another way of saying Tam Kikar, right? That's what Tam Kikar. You have the flavor of something, but you don't have the item itself. So Abaye writes, Amar Abaye, Tamo v'lo mamasha. Right, by Shari Surah, Holy Surah. Doraisa. And he says, Disalka Dhatra Drabanan. Again, we're talking about Shari Surah, we're not talking about Bosu Khalif per se. If they hold that the concept of Tam Kikar is only Drabanan, which some hold, but again, that's a Sukkah by itself. So then, Bosu Khalif, my time alo Gamrinan, the Chidishu, Ichidishu, I forgot the Lekanos and Tam Nami. What's going on? So let's look in the Rashi. It's good to go over this because I don't think we saw this particular Gemara in detail, but let's look at the Rashi. Omar by Tam of Lomashma Ba'amud Daraisa. Hoda Swinim, Behold Isurim. That which we answer by all Isurim. Mishanos no Tam Behet. You have something also which is prepared together with something which is mutter. So the flavor itself asers. Afal pi she'ein ochel mamish. Even though you don't actually eat the forbidden food item, you go and sile ko'iser. Main kam elatamo. You remove. Let's say it's pork and beans. Let's say it's chelev. Let's say whatever iser you want. Okay. If you have this iser in a tarobis, in a mixture with kosher food, and now you take out the piece of non-kosher meat, you take out the pork, you take out the chelev, or whatever it is that's awesome, and all you're left now, says Rashi, is kigon sile, kigon sile ko'iser, ein kan elatamo. We have flavor, the forbidden item, imparted flavor. So the ein kan elatamo, that's doraisa. It's still us and doraisa to eat what is a kosher food in that mixture, but the kosher food in that mixture has been impacted by the flavor of the non-kosher food. So he says, that's asa daraisa. And why? Because the gamrinan mi basa b'chalav. Das rachmona b'chila, kadamrin l'kamon, right? Melos v'ashol shoshu pamim, right? Rashi again, there it signifies that that's the principal lima, the three times melos v'ashol kadim b'chalav. Well, even though, as we saw earlier, the Gemara has several different sources, but again, that's the primary one. Rashi quotes a chumash, he quotes it here in the Gemara in Kufches, referring to later on Kuftes or Beis, melos v'ashol shoshu pamim, remember a Torah, v'afal gad d'chim nesalek zemito zel achar bishul. When you have basar b'chalav, which is mixed together, so even if, let's say, you have a little piece of a little drop of milk falls into a pot of soup, a pot of fleishik soup, or into a chant or something like that, so you don't have any mamoshes there. There's no actual milk item that you have the other way around. A piece of meat falls in, but it gets absorbed, okay, into it through the bishul. So ain't kana latam. That all you have is the flavor, and yet it's usur. So the Abaye's position is, that's like a binyanah, right? We can learn from Basar Chalav. Basar Chalav becomes, in effect, the paradigm. Okay, it becomes the paradigm. We see clearly that the tam is a factor. Okay, so then with the position of Abaye is that serves as a paradigm for all types of Isurim. Okay, the tam has halachic status, even though the actual forbidden food item itself is no longer there, no longer in the mix, literally, but it's the flavor is there, so that's enough. You see that from Bosu Cholov also. Okay, so that's Abaye. The East continuing Rashi. The East Al Kadaita continuing Rashi. The East Al Kadaita Bechol Shar Isurin Tamud Rabbanon. If you would argue, okay, if you want to argue, no, it's not true. By Shar Isurin, we say Tam Kika is only Rabbanon. If you want to argue that, the Lohokar Minalim of Basu Chalav, you cannot learn out from Basu Chalav. What would be the reason you'd not learn out from Basu Chalav? Why shouldn't Basu Chalav be a paradigm, a binyan av, or the Rashi says, by Mematzino, you know, that's a, what do you call that? A hermeneutic principle, you know, an exegetical principle. So we have, you know, the Torah, the Midas Shatar addresses by it. So, you know, one of them is a binyan av. They're called Bememetzino, and so Rashi explains that Abaye is saying that Basu Cholov is a paradigm, is an example for all these surim. If you say not so, why would you say not so? Why on earth would you, why assume that Basu Cholov is not the Logam Basu Cholov? So what would be the reason? So Abaye explains, my time of Logam Minemine Bishum de Chidushu. Okay, you could argue that, well, maybe Basu Cholov is different. Again, Rashi is just explaining, but he explains it clearly. I don't think we saw this, so it's good Gemara to know. Okay, the Isal Kedait, I'm sorry, my time alone, Garminim, and Shum the Chiddushu, the Shneim Min Hector, Zelavadu. We saw that principle we saw a number of times. That the Chiddushu Basu Cholov, or a Chiddushu Basu Cholov, is that each item by itself is 100% mutter, unlike pork and beans, okay, or Nevela meat mixed in with kosher meat, or whatever, chelev mixed in with kosher meat, where you have one item which is also to begin with, right? That's not true by Basu Cholov. Neither contributing food item is also to begin with. Maybe that's the chiddush. That's the Gemara's proposal. Maybe that's the chiddush. The shneim min het zelav arzelav uchnis arvu asurim nesu. Right? They're only also when they're in combination with each other, but individually they're mutar. That's the old shedar bishul nesu below achil hilchach lo garmin chumra. Maybe. There's also a Basu Cholov is a different type of disorder. It's not even allowed to cook it together. Derech Bishul Nesu below Achila. Okay, Hilchach Lo Gamin Chumra Menah. Therefore, you cannot learn whatever Chumra. Yeah, in a Chanami, when it comes to Basu Cholov, the Satam is an important factor on a Deraisa level. That's by Basu Cholov. Again, this is Abaye's Havamina. Explaining, maybe you can't indeed use Basu Cholov as a paradigm for the power of Tam or for the efficacy of Tom by Shari Surim, because that's the unique din to Basu Cholov. Why is he dictating the Basu Cholov? Number one, Basu Cholov is a sui, call it in Latin, sui generis, right? It's its own entity. It's a whole new animal. It's a new entity. Okay. So why? Because first of all, you take two things that are mutter and suddenly the combination becomes ata usr. That's unique. And also Derek Bishol, that's what we want to talk about today. Derek Bishol also Torah. Okay, that it's only an usher if it's prepared in a certain way and so on. So therefore, you can't learn out. Okay, lo gramin chum minayim. But Abaye rejects that. Abaye said that's a habamina to say, but Abaye rejects that because ichidushu afal gav the leka no same tam nami. Okay, who says then maybe the whole reason Basu Cholov has nothing to do with tam? It's not got nothing to do with tam. Okay, maybe even if it doesn't give any time, any type of basu cholov mixture, with or without time, it should be also. You look at Rashi again. Ichidushu amai katoni masnisin deboi taimo below nesim nosin tam namel. So basu cholov should have nothing to do with time. Where do we see just an example of such thing like that? By the way, chometz on Pesach, right? Chometz on Pesach, a mixture of chometz on Pesach. Right, the chametz of Pesach also mashu. Even the tiniest bit of chametz in any kind of mixture asses on Pesach, regardless of tam. I don't know the tam. What
is chametz of Pesach also mashu midirabanan?
No, we assume not. I think we assume not. I think chametz of Pesach, if the mixture happens on Pesach, if chametz of Pesach, the only problem if the mixture happens on Pesach. I gotta make that clear. If the mixture happened before Pesach, so then the regular rules would be till then. It could be because of an error in Pesach, but in other words, you know, I think I mentioned this in the past. Sometimes you have, what do you have to have kosher Pesach milk or whatever for? What's the problem with milk? You have to have OUP on milk. What is milk? Where's the possible? What chametz is in milk? So the truth of the matter is sometimes, did I mention this once? I think I once asked Rabbi Ganak, you know, what do they have to put the OU on some products for that water or whatever? What do they have to have OU? So he said that they don't have to, but the companies want it. companies want to, they feel it's a good business decision. The Jews will see it and they'll see the symbol, even though there's nothing unkosher about it to start with. They think it'll be good for business. And sometimes they give it to a product that may not necessarily need it. This was years ago. I don't know if they still do that. I assume they do. But let's say, what's the problem with milk? So the problem with milk or eggs and these kinds of things. So there's such a din. Let's say the animal ate wheat. Okay, let's say the cow ate wheat. Now the wheat contributed to the production of the milk. So that's lechori. That's not really a problem because it's not called zevizeh gorim. We'll get to that later. But the wheat is not the only thing. But let's assume it is a problem. So therefore, if you have milk that you bought on Pesach and the milk was produced on Pesach, so now you have a tiny bit of chametz inside the milk. If there's no tam, whatever, we assume the milk is aser on Pesach because that mashu chametz and it's learned from Kol Achmetz is Lasuchel, any kind of tarogus, right? So the, that's why you got to get milk. The truth is, though, it seems to me that if you bought the milk before Pesach, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Even though it's ironic, maybe I'm not sure what the turnaround time is, the time the milk comes out of the cow to the appears on the shelf in your supermarket, but maybe it'll be a problem the last days of Pesach. You know, and it's ironic because by the last days of Pesach, you can't get, you know, there's no more. I think the kosher Pesach aisles, I once mentioned, I think they begin on Tu B'Shvat, right? A couple months before, they already have the kosher Pesach products lining up, certainly Purim. You know, maybe it's different this year, Leap Year, so they'll wait till Purim cotton, but at least the stores near us, right away, they got the Pesach aisles and I was busy getting ready for Pesach. But, but then by the last days of Pesach, the shelves are cleaned out. You know, they have, and then after Pesach, you can buy the same thing for one-tenth of the price. Anyway, so with milk, I remember one time also, you know, so I always try to buy the milk before Pesach. There's no problem anyway. But maybe it's a problem the last days of Pesach. But in any event, the point is, there's no flavor. It's a chametz of Pesach. There's also mashu, even there's no flavor. So Abaye says, maybe that's true of basra chalav too. Maybe this is a new sui generis type of unique iser. Has this kosher ingredient, that kosher ingredient combined together becomes non-kosher. That's a strange concept. So therefore, who says that's under tam? That's Abaye's point. Ichidushu amai katoy masnis in the boy tam below no sim tam nami oser da chidush chadish berachmano afilu kaldu da bas v'chalavu. Okay, maybe. It's also a kosher, like I say, chametz on Pesach. It's also a kosher, even if it's not no same tam. So why is tam suddenly a factor by Basar Chalav, which the Mishnah says, Ela Shmami, no, lav chidusha. Okay? No, it's not. It's not. Basar Chalav is not. Basar Chalav is like Shari Surin. It's not like chametz on Pesach. It's like Shari Surin in that flavor plays a role. Okay? The Achi Kapit Rachwana, Dumit the Kila Kam, the Mitzri Namim, Shum Kila Tarobis, the Kam, the Lav Kilish, who Gamrin and Leil, Mizroa B'Shela, the mystery called Kamad Leka Taimon. That's important to know also. Let me mention it. What's the Zroa B'Shela? Zroa B'Shela, for those who don't know, Zroa B'Shela, a Nozir, has to bring, after his period of Nazirus is over, he has to bring what's called the Il Nozir, a type of animal. And the Zroa is given to the Kohen. The Zroa of the. I'm sorry about that. The Zroa is, it goes to the Zroa, goes to the Kohen. However, the rest goes to the Bailam, the person who brought the Shlomo, the Nozir, brought the Shlomo. That's a din by El Nozir. Torah calls it Zroa B'Shela. It's called the Zroa B'Shela because it's cooked together with the whole rest of the animal. So one second. So how could that be? If the Zroa is cooked to the rest of the animal, it should aser, because that piece of the Zroa is also to the Baal. It has to be given to the Kohen. It's also the Baal knowledge of the Zroa. Okay? And yet it's mutter. So why is it aser the rest of the meat? So the Gemara explains, because it's not big enough. It's Shishim. That's where Shishim comes from. Okay, why is Shishim the magic number with Nesinas Tam? So that's learned from the din of Zroa B'Shela. They figured out that the Zroa is only one ratio, the ratio of in terms of the size of the whole animal, all the meat that's being cooked. The Zroa is only 1 in 60. So therefore, and since you see from the Torah, it's called the Zroa B'Shela, it's taka cooked with the rest of the meat. You don't have to separate it and give it to the Kohen first, let him cook it up. It can be cooked up before, and it doesn't aser the whole rest of the meat because it's not big enough. It's not nosing down. Okay, Zroa B'Shela, that's a mocker for the concept of Nesinas Tam. So Memela, that's what Rashi says over here. That's a Gemara Chulin also on Daf Sadiches. But Zroa B'Shela, the mystery called Kamad Leka Taima. So therefore, the opinion of Abaye is, you see that Basar Chalav is not like chametz on Pesach that it's Rasas B'Mashu, but rather Tam is is the factor, and therefore Abaye is comfortable learning that that Basar Chalav should be a paradox for all the other Yisurim. Okay, but Rava disagrees. Amalei Rava, the end of the Gemara, and so it's one. That's again Chulin Kuf Chasanos. Amalei Rava, no. Derech Bishul Asur Torah. The key is, and the key word is Bishul, Derech Bishul Asur Torah. What does it mean? Rashi explains again. Amalei Rava, la'olam eimalecha chidushu. No. Basar Chalav is a chidush. Your kasha, if it's a chiddush, so let's say it's like chometz on Pesach that asher even without transmitting any tam. It's Abaye had a good taina, right? Abaye had a good taina. Abaye taina that if basar cholov was, it's a new entity. So therefore, who says that shouldn't do a tam? Why shouldn't do a tam? Should be the Torah asher it. Asher this combination any which way, just like it asher any chometz combination made on Pesach. So it's also regardless of whether it transmits tam or not. So why not say the same thing over here? So Rabbi said no, you can't say that. Okay, the alek and migmar of Zorba Shela, that was part of Rabbi. You can't. It's not comparable to Zorba Shela. You know, we learned that. What she said is a source for tam. When the nesinas tam is the key, because the whole reason is Zorba Shela is mutter. The whole reason the rest of the meat is mutter, and it's not negatively impacted by the Zorba Shela, because Zorba Shela is too small vis-a-vis the size of the whole animal to render any tam. So al kocha begufe gali kod the bein tam the lo asar the Torah el der bishul. Rav says it spells it out. And again, this is we touched upon this, but I want to I save this Gemara for now because this is really presents the whole thing. What does it mean, Derech Bishul? We assumed it and we mentioned it. But Derech Bishul by definition means transmission of tam. That's what Bishul means. Bishul means imparting flavor. That's what cooking is. I mentioned numerous times. You take a pot of water, you throw in, you want to make a soup, so you throw in some potatoes and some celery and some cauliflower, whatever you cook your soup with, and a piece of chicken, and the water absorbs all the flavor. That's what Bishul means. That's it. And that's what Rob is stressing over here. It's not that it's an extraneous thing. Oh, Basar Chalav is a chiddush because Derech Bishul Asur Torah. No, Rob explains Derech Bishul Asur Torah means by definition. Okay, by definition is Nesinas Tam. Okay, all right. And that's why Rob says that's why it can't be a paradigm because Nesinas Tam plays a role only because of Derech Bishul. That's a unique din to Basar Chalav. It's usher only Derech Bishul. And therefore, it's not necessarily a paradox for other Yisurim, which are usher, whether it's Derech Bishul or not Derech Bishul. So therefore, again, let's stress. Obviously, there are differences between Basar Chalav. Abaye doesn't deny that there are differences between Basar Chalav and Shari Surim. Obviously, there are. But in terms of crystallizing this issue with Tom, Rava stresses that the role of Tom by Basar Chalav is a function of Derech Bishul Asur Torah, and therefore it cannot be used as a paradigm for the koch or the role of Tom by Shari Surim when it has nothing to do with Derech Bishul. You follow? That's what I'm going to bring out from this Gemara. It's a very important Gemara and Rashi's to master on this issue because it really tells us it cuts to the heart of the issue. Bishul, by definition, means the sin of Tom. The reason it can't be a paradigm, binyan av, or bememetzin, to teach you a din by Shari Surim, that it's necessarily Daraisa, is not true because Tom plays a role by Basar Chalav only because of this unique requirement of Derech Bishul, which is inapplicable by Shari Surim. So maybe Shari Surim doesn't have the same rules. That's the sukkah. So again, we don't need to go to what the machlokas are by Rav is, but I think the way especially Rashi presented it really crystallized. I hope you see a lot of things that we discussed, come out very, very clear here. So that's the issue. So that's what Bishul, that's why the Bishul really means in the scene is Tom. It's like we said, in the Lamdish way about Bittul. Remember we say it's not the same din of Bittul by Basar Chalav as by Shari Surim. Because Basar Chalav Bittul means there was no Nesinas Tam. Never became Basar Chalav to start with. Okay, it's not that it was an Isur and then it became Bittul. Remember we discussed that chilek between Bittul by Basar Chalav and by Shari Surim. By Basar Chalav, it was not a Chefz of Basar Chalav because of Derech Bishul as Derech. But Derech Bishul means Nesinas Tam. But here you really see it in Rashi. A lot of times you can find a lot of lumdish things in Rashi, which you don't see when he says it at first, but now we saw the other ways, all the other presentations. But it's, more or less, I think, that's what Rashi is basically saying, and explaining the sheets in the Gemara. Okay, I printed in source 3. I realized this, I didn't print the whole thing, but it's the Chidush HaRim And so the Chiddush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe, Yitzchak Meir of Ger. He was the grandfather of Slasemis. So Chiddush HaRim is, we'd call him a Hasidic master, but we also have Svarim, Chiddush HaRim, we have on certain Masechtas, including Chulim. And so Chiddush HaRim, he was a son of the Kotzke Rebbe, no. It's all about Kotzke, I think, I forgot already.
The Talmud of the Kotzke.
The Talmud of the
Kotzke. Avnezer
was the son of the Kotzke. Avnezer was the son of the Kotzke. So, Avnezer was, right? No, you found the Chiddushim was the Talmud of the Kotzke. All the Ger Rebbe's were Talmud of Chachamim, the Chiddushim and the Svasemes. Svasemes is a grandson. Imrim is. Avnezer, you know the story of Avnezer when he went to. They wanted to make a shidduch with the daughter of the Debre Chaim, the son of him. So Debre Chaim gave him a young kid, a young man. I mean, he was a genius, you know, so he was a young man. And so Debre Chaim met with him and he fired him. And then they had to go to that mincha, whatever it was. Okay, thought the fire was over. And then the Debre Chaim said, wants to give him another fire. So the Nazi answered back, okay, but then I got to give you a fire. Why? So he said, what's the reason the son gives the father gives us? Because it says, La'olam, a father should want to marry his daughter off to Talmud Chacham. So you want to make sure that I'm a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara also says, La'olam Yisa Adam Bita Shal Talmud Chacham. Okay? La'olam Yisa, the person should marry the daughter of Talmud Chacham. So why, Taka, doesn't the son-in-law also give the father, potential son-in-law, give the potential father-in-law a fahir to see that he's a Talmud Chacham? So Mistoma, he relies on the fahir that his father-in-law gave him. You rely on that he already gave him. But I see, he said, you don't rely on one fahir, you want to give a second fahir. So I got to give you a fahir. So supposedly, the Rechaim said, this kid is too sharp, he's too, so send him to Kotzke. And then he married the daughter of the Kotzke Rebbe. Anyway, so the Chiddush HaRim over here, you don't have to read, unfortunately, if you have a chance, go online or go and look at the second paragraph if you have to do this. I mean, he discussed what some of these issues are. It's a Chiddush, we're not going to go into now. Again, I apologize that I didn't even print the right part here. But he mentioned what exactly is the Chiddush and Bishul is the issue we're going to see this time. You can take a look. Okay, but now, obviously, then, if this whole Bishul is Nesinas Tam, Nesinas Tam through what type of Bishul? What do we mean? And that's really the critical question here that the Shulchan Aruch deals with in the beginning of the Siman. What is meant by Bishul? In English, we translate Bishul as cooking. But there are numerous ways to quote unquote cook. Is the term Bishul a limited term? Or is the term Bishul any type of food preparation? You know, in other words, like, well, you know, where does frying fit into the picture? Where does roasting fit into the picture? These are all technically different acts, but can we say that they're all subsumed under the term bishul? The Torah says lo sevashel, and the halacha says derech bishul asur Torah. So in English, we say also, you say you're cooking, I'm cooking breakfast. I'm cooking breakfast. Maybe you're frying an egg. So you're not really cooking, you're frying. Is that the same thing? We mean colloquially, we say cooking, you know, I mean, I'm cooking. Because I'm cooking hamburgers on there. You're grilling them. That's roasting, right? That's when they open fire. I'm cooking. Who's going to cook up the hamburgers? You have a barbecue. So you'll say cooking in a general sense, but it may be a diff. So where do the other things fit in? So we saw, I printed again, we saw the Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg on that Pesuk in Mishpatim, Perkhov Gimel, Shmos Perkhov Pesuk Yates, also Ashkadi. So he says that really the definition of Rabbi Seinu, he says, second, nearly keep a shorish beis shin lamed nichol gimel haros. Remember that he said there are three different ideas or three different things included in the term bishul. Aleph bikur hapri batua, right? Something ripe, ripe, it is ripe. Something ripe. It's called bishul. Kamo hivshilu ashkelosel. Okay, that's the dream of the wine store there in the end of Vayesha, right? The grapes ripened. Okay, so bishul. So the number two is bishul hamachal b'mayim b'kedera eitzel ha'ish. When you cook through the medium of water, that's important. When you cook through the medium of water, you make, you cook up string beans or whatever it is, you put it in the thing of water, you cook it up with water. Okay, next, by summer to the fire. Kochen, and here's cook. Or also it means tzlitz, is roasting an open fire, rotisserie, or a grill. Okay. He has all these different possibilities. He says basically, preparing this item for eating. So what is in the language of the Torah, right? In Lashon Torah, what is bishul mean? What does it taka mean? When we say lo sevashal gediba chalekmo, what does it taka mean? All right, it doesn't mean ripening fruit. We're not talking about fruit, but it could mean dafka through water or dafka or any type of cooking through heat, not dafka through water. So we do have the pasuk by the Korban Pesach in source 5, Shmos, and Parshas Bo, Perikud Beis, pasuk Tes, tells us you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach meat raw, al tachumenu no, no, he means raw, not please, okay, no, and uvashal mevushal b'mayim, and you can't eat it uvashal mevushal b'mayim, right, cooked in water, like a pot roast, let's say, okay, where you put liquid and you cook it in a liquid, which basically means that what's doing the cooking is the hot water. When you cook something in water, the fire obviously is important, but the fire makes the water hot. The cooking is done by the water. The example I gave before about the soup, right? It's the water that cooks it, right? The water absorbs all the flavor. It's through water. But rather, Korban Pesach is eaten ki im tzli'esh. Rosh al korav al kibbeh, you have to put it on the head over its limbs and so on, on the stick, okay? Now, we can learn this pasuk one of two ways. Since the pasuk says ubashal mevushal b'mayim, you could say, "Oh, here is how the Torah is defining bishul as used in the Torah, namely b'mayim through the medium of water, as opposed to directly over a fire without water, like in a barbecue or a rotisserie spit, and so on." That could be what it means here. This is the Torah is defining bishul for us, right? Ubashal mevushal b'mayim, okay? Or no, maybe you could say ferkeret. Maybe it's the Torah here. Says this is taka no good if bashul mevushal b'mayim. Okay, but perhaps the term bishul could include roast. The Torah wants to make sure to make this distinction over here. So the Mechilta, look in source 6, the Mechilta of Yishmael, there in Parshas Bo, Masechta the Pisach of Parshas Bo, okay, first discusses something else. He says, what about water? What if it's cooked in other liquids? I don't know, sometimes people cook things in wine, let's say, right? They cook up meat or whatever, vegetables and wine or some other liquid. So that's one thing which he discusses, whether it's by Shar Mashkin. But then more important for us now, okay, is the second part, the last four lines. U bashel ein bishul elat sli. Shenemar bishalta rechalta. Bishul includes sli. Sli, roasting it. The mechilta is positive over here. Okay, we'll see what we pass it this way, but the mechilta is positive over here that bishul means also sli. Shenemar bishalta rechalta. Okay, take a look at source number 7, the pasuk and parshas were A in the end. That's what we read on the Shemini Atzeret. So it says in Perek Tezayin, pasuk Zayin. Ubishalta rechalta mokam ashiyuch hashem kechabo. And he said, okay, well, maybe that was the pasuk in the end of A and from the learning on Shemini Atzeret. Somebody asked me this year why the laning is such a strange breakup. No, on Shemini Atzeret, we start with Aser Tasir. And the whole first aliyah is long, and the others are very short. Right? So the answer is because usually we start Aser Tasir only when it's Shabbos. We always read it. We always read Kala Bechor, the end of Re'eh. We always read that on the so-called extra day of Yom Tov outside of Eretz Yisrael. So last day of Pesach, second day of Shavuos. And here, because that's why we build some brocha on Shemini Atzeret, because Shemini Atzeret is supposed to be wrapped into one. We have the luxury or whatever, divided into 2 days. But in Eretz Yisrael, Shemini Atzeret, it was a strange day. And I was only there once when I was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. But it's a strange day because you say Yisker, it feels Geshem, and Hakofas, and very unusual day. So here we can split it up. So the extra laning is on Shemini Atzeret, it's Kala Bechor. Friend of mine told me he was once, we're familiar with Kala Bechor from those days ago. A friend of mine told me he was once in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago in the summer. He was there for Parshas Re'eh. So he was davening a shul with his host, who was an Israeli, a relative, whatever. And there was a bar mitzvah, something that had many hosophas. They kept adding more and more leaders. So he said to his cousin or his friend, an Israeli, he said to him, "Boy, I hope they're not going to stop at every stop in Kala Bechor." And the guy said, "What's Kala Bechor?" And I've never heard of it. We're familiar with it because of Yom Tov. You never heard of Kala Bechor. But anyway, so, I was saying, so Shemini Atzeret, the meaning is to start with Aser Tasir, even if it is a weekday, like it was this year, it was Tuesday. We always start with Kol B'chor, even on a weekday. I'm sorry, we start with Aser Tasir even on a weekday, but that's a machlokas, whether you should start with Kol B'chor, Aser Tasir even on a weekday. So to make sure that the Kohen gets a guaranteed aliyah with the Chol B'Sayom, let's say we break the stops up differently, we break it up more evenly. It could be the Kohen, or maybe the Levi also would get an aliyah within Aser Tasir, which is not maybe the proper chiyuv on Shmini Atzeres when it's not on Shabbos. Sometimes Shmini Atzeres is on Shabbos, but when it's not, maybe you're supposed to start a Kol B'chor. That's a machlokas. If we yotze l'chol hadeis, we take a start with Aser Tasir, but we let the Kohen read all the way into Kol B'chor, so he's guaranteed he got an aliyah from the Chol B'Sayom. That's why that aliyah is so long. Anyway, no, I got off on that, but Kol B'chor, you have this pasuk right in the end of the day. We shalta v'chalta, and look at Rashi there in Chumash. Rashi Chumash says in 8, pasuk Zayin. We shalta zetzliyesh. Rashi says before, in explaining the word bishul in the Torah. That's I'm emphasizing. Rashi in explaining the word bishul in the Torah tells us zetzliyesh. Shafu kari bishul. Don't make a fuss about it. That's also called bishul. Like I said before, in English too. The cooking includes the roasting. And one of the that's one of the psukim that the Mechilta quoted. The Mechilta also quoted the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Lamed Hey. That's not a pasuk many of us were necessarily familiar with on our own. Perek Lamed Hey pasuk Gimel Yud Gimel. It says Vayivashua Pesach Bamishpat. So it's not Perek Lamed Vayivashua Pesach Baish Kamishpat. Vayivashua Pesach. Some people have a minig on Erev Pesach. I have a minig myself on Erev Pesach to set aside some time to read over the Seder Korban Pesach. Anyway, I got this printed at the beginning. Usually, a lot of times you don't have time, but I always try to make sure there's time. So you read over some of the Mishnayos and some of the Dinim of it. And some people also have the practice that collected all the places in Tanakh, starting with the Torah, through the end of the Yomi, where Korban Pesach appears in the Tanakh. It's not so many. Okay, but it makes the procedure a little longer, but Baruch Hashem is usually able to do it. So that's one of the psukhas quoted by, I think, at the end. By Vashua Pesach, by Eish Kamishpa, the Rashi says also, there in the Rayamim, Parak Beis, Parak Lamed, the Rayamim Beis, Parak Lamed, Hei, Pesach, Yigimel, by Vashua Pesach, it's Liesh, it has to be Tzliesh. We know that, there's no question it has to be Tzliesh, we don't have the Pesach, Parak, 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 but clearly that's included under Bishu. Okay, so getting back to the Mechilta says, for that reason, look at the last couple of lines in 6. Mikan harbiyoshi omer hanod dem and mevushal also mitzli. Let's say a guy takes a net, he's not going to eat food that's mevushal. Can he eat sli? Right, that's a practical net. A person can take whatever funny net he wants. So let's say a guy wants to lose weight. I don't know, whatever. He's going to take a net. He's not going to eat any bishul food. Okay? So he says also mitzli. All right? Now, there was full disclosure. The Radak over there in Divrei Hayamim Beis. In source number 11, he says, "Vayel Rashi Pesach lo motzano b'makom acher loshon bishul utzli." He says, "No, bishul utzli. This is the only place. I mean, there's no doubt about here. The Korban Pesach. I mean, you can't say they made a mistake because look at the pasuk in 9. Vayel Rashi Pesach veish kamishpat. They did it properly. So here, bishul must mean sli. The Radak is bothered, but bishul doesn't usually mean sli. And therefore, the Radak would conclude." That when it says Lo Sivash, it does not include sleep. Right? And we're talking about, by the way, I should stress, on a Daraisa level, obviously. Okay, on a Daraisa level, it wouldn't include sleep, it only include Bishul. I, this person, the Rayyamah, yeah, Radak said that's the one and only exception. Lo Motzana, but Makam Acher Loshon Bishul would sleep. You don't never find anywhere else in the Tanakh that Bishul includes sleep. Okay, now the question is, what about the Pasuk in Rey? We shalta v'chalta. Okay, so the Netziv. The Netziv has a commentary called, well, the Netziv has many svarim, right? So we know there's commentary on Shiltas, but the Netziv wrote something called the Birkas HaNetziv. Okay, now he has on the Sifrei, what's it called on the Sifrei again? Huh? Emek HaNetziv on the Sifrei. But there's one of Ayukra called Birkas HaNetziv. For whatever the reason, is not as popular as the... A lot of times they sell the Sifrei with the comment of the Netziv called Emek HaNetziv. But his commentary on Ayukra is called Birkas HaNetziv. Anyway, I have it at home, but it's not as well known. Anyway, it's a thin volume. It's not as detailed as the Emek HaNetziv. So the Birkas HaNetziv, okay, he says, sort of like the Ksava Kabbalah, that Bishul simply means... even though this pasuk is in Re'eh, but somehow it comes up in the Birkas HaNetziv. So he says that the bishul needs to prepare something for eating. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean water, does it? Not water means anything that prepares for eating, like the Tzav HaKabbalah. Okay? And, you know, the Mechilta looks at the pasuk in Dibra Yamin, that's a general question. In other words, why did the Mechilta have to quote that pasuk in Dibra Yamin Beis? If you have a pasuk in the Torah, right? A lot of times the Gemara, the Mishnah, say Ve'omer. Right? The Gemara always says My Ve'omer. What do you need another pasuk for? If you have a pasuk in the Torah, what do you need another pasuk for? Say, well, the other pasuk. Right? You've come across that before, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara, the Brayso, whatever. We'll quote two pesukim. It says this Ve'omer, another pasuk. You know this. What do you need My Ve'omer? You need another pasuk for, right? You have a pasuk. You have a pasuk in the Torah. So it says, v'shalta v'chalta. So near Re, we didn't need a pasuk in Dibra Yamin. We have a pasuk in the Torah. It's more authoritative. I mean, it's more, you know, it's more familiar and it's more authoritative. So there are those who say that the pasuk in the Torah is not talking altogether about the Korban Pesach. It was talking about the so-called Chagigas Arbosar, the Korban Chagiga that was brought. We know that the Korban Chagiga is brought on all the Yom Tovim. But there's also a Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach called the Chagigas Arbosar, Chagigas Yudalim. So some say that's what that's talking about. That's one reason we have a Shnei Tavshilin on the Seder plate, right? We have two Tavshilin. One is Zechel HaKorban Pesach, one is Zechel HaKorban Chagiga. Why we use an egg for the one that's Zechel HaChagiga? The Chagiga is not an egg. So that's a further question. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says two pieces of meat, which makes a lot of, or well, the Gemara has two examples. So not Mishnah Pesachim, but the Shnei Tavshilin. The Gemara asks, my Shnei Tavshilin? So different opinions. Some say it's a rice, some say it's other things. Right? Rice wasn't also before kidneys. So, but one opinion is two pieces of meat because it's takazecha lechagiga. And anyway, I don't go into that whole problem now, but lemaisa, it's a little bit of a difference of opinion whether tzli seems to be included, but leaving out the radak, certainly the way Rashi learns it, certainly Mechilta seems to learn, tzli is included under bishul, we're talking about on a deraisa level. So let's look now in source 12, that's the first thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Soon pays I see if I'll cost of a Torah, lost last week, Bechalevim, oh, three times, good, give a point. Echelis, a bishop, Echelis, a chilab, Echelis, a law. Now, let me mention at this point that this issue of what's considered bishul doraisa, or what's considered iso, what doraisa is defined as bishul, has high stakes. Because let's remember, if it's, we saw the Rambam, right? If it's not osa doraisa, then it's mutar bahana. Right, if a basar chalav mixture is not also bachilah deraisa, so then it's mutar b'hana. So the big difference. This is not just pilpul. This is a big difference to know whether it's also deraisa or not. And aside from the usual reasons to know whether it's also deraisa or darbanan, here you have another important reason, namely, whether this hana applies. Now look what it says. Shulchan Aruch says v'hotzi achila b'loshon bishul lomar she'ena asura min haTorah ela derech bishul. Okay, that's exactly why we discussed that at length, why the Torah uses the word bishul instead of saying not to eat pasuk chalav. Why does it say lo sevashal? To let us know that only eino osim in a Torah ela derech bishul. Okay, now of course al midrabanan osim b'chol inyan. All right, midrabanan it's also even with not bishul that we know. But again, if it's only drabanan, so then there's mutar b'hanah. So that's again a practical difference. That's important to know. All right. And here, Shulchan Aruch puts that right over here in the parentheses, right? Whoever put that in. So it's important to know the distinction. So we assume that tzli is also usher. Okay? What is not usher in Torah then? What type of preparing would not be usher? So the shach, right away, the first shach, it's a quote now, right? She'eno usher Torah min HaTorah el derech bishul kloma avaloi de kibush or kabush, I'm sorry, kabush umalicha she'eno derech bishul. Okay? There are other types of interactions between food, even transference of flavor, but it's not derech bishul. So one is called kavush, one is called melicha. Okay, kavush means soaking. We discussed that, right? Kavush is soaking. All right? And if you take a look, that's the Gemara says in Chulin, Tzadi Zayin Beis 14, Omer Shmuel, Maliach Hareu Kiroseach. Maliach means if you salt, you pickle it. Okay? Or sometimes with fish, brine, well, these very sharp things that you soak stuff in to absorb flavor, to absorb the flavor. So that's called maliach. Okay, maliach. Kavush means you soak it. All right? Kavush are kavushal. if it's kavush for a long enough time. Kavush, there is a bliya, but the difference is it would be a bliya, a cold bliya. Okay, bishul is a hot bliya. Bliya through heat. Kavush is bliya, it's cold. You take a piece of meat and you put it in a bowl of milk and you let it sit in the fridge for more than 24 hours. There's no doubt that the meat will absorb some of the flavor of the milk. So with our ice, it's not a problem because it's not bishul. There was no bliya through heat. But with our bottom, kavush is kimavushul on a bottom level, and therefore it's aser. All right, but that's what the Shach is getting at. Rashi says there in Chulin Tzadizan, base 15, kavush b'chometz. Chometz is vinegar. Okay, Rashi seems to say that the machokas maybe, Rashi says dafka has to be vinegar, and these things that he mentions, the tavlin, some type of spices. The Rosh says lav dafka chometz. We assume like the Rosh, any type of, pickly or hot, not hot in terms of physical heat, but what it called spicy, hot, the type of thing you soak something in. Some people like to eat these very, like the soak thing. You can buy vegetables that have been sitting in this. I find it too saucy, too hot. One of my sons absolutely loves it. I mean, I just watch me eating and my mouth's on fire. Some people like these very fiery stuff. There it's a soy, you can order falafel with more harif. I don't know what they put on. What is that they put on? Extra harif, no? You know what I'm talking about, right? They can get the harif, some people like that. All right, anyway, so that's the soaking at kavush. Okay, soaking. Now, the Rambam passes this way. Hilchas Macharos, Parak Tes, Halacha Yud Ches 16. Maliach, what does Maliach mean? How so? He says, She'eino Necho Machmas Mocho. It's so salty, so spicy, you cannot eat it anymore. Okay, that's considered like roseach. But if you can eat it, and the question is, who's you? Okay, but the average person can eat it. It's spicy. I'm exaggerating a little bit. I can eat spicy food. Okay, I don't particularly like adding on tons of hot sauce. Okay, but some people do, but you can eat it. Then it's not considered like roseach. All right, the writer disagrees a little bit. He says, would you normally eat it that way? He disagrees the Rambam, but all right. Talks about kutach, kutach is some type of a sandwich. Okay, anyway, so that's the din. And the Shulchan Aruch later, in Sim Kufay, Nechus Harovas, Ziftes, right, 17, Maliach Shem Nechol like the Rambam, Machmas Molcho, Dino Kirosechu, Maflit. It therefore will expel, Maflit means expel, impart flavor, less or Kade Klipa. Klipa means the outermost shell, right, the outermost piece. Okay, Klipa is a shell, literally, like a peel, okay, but it means when there's no peel, it means the outermost, you have to cut off part of the meat, okay, if it's impacted. So that's called dina kiroseach. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Dalet 18, he says, Basar Nevela, Maliach, Shenivel Ima Basar Shkuta Harezen Ezer. So if you have a very hot, spicy, vinegared up, whatever it is, piece of meat, and it's an Basan Avela Maliach Shenivlal Imo Basa Shkuta, regular kosher meat, a non-kosher piece of meat that has this been treated, whatever, it's spicy hot, and it's with a piece of Basa Shkuta, Nesar, even if it wasn't cooked together. Mipnesha Tamsis Hanavela Niblas Piguf Basa Shkuta, because some of that spicy Efshalama Khan Lola Tamalola Shir, it's, I don't know how much, it's impacted, so therefore it's also. Or Vachain Basa Dag Tame Maliach. Salted like herring. Many people like salted fish. Okay, very salted fish in the brine, let's say. Shenivlal Dag Tafel Tar. Neser Meitziro. That gravy, that brine, will aser. The brine from the aser fish will aser the kosher fish. Now, Abba Mahaya Maliach Tar. A Tafel Dag Tamil on Neser Maliach. Hapa Pisha Tafel Balem. Maliach Enabal Kolka. She asks if you float. Okay, that's a technicality. I mean, it's important. He says if the Maliach is the kosher fish, it's the herring. That's the spicy thing. The other thing is not. So then it's not going to ask the other one, even though it's bolea, but it's not bolea enough that it could, even though the non-salty fish will be absorbed, the salty flavor, but it won't be able to re-impart it. Okay, anyway, that's the Ram. Shulchan Aruch also, Sim Kuf Hei, Sif Aleph, Yisra Shanishrim Hetem Eisleis Pitzonin Mikra Kabbalah. She tells the definitions. Okay, you have Isser, okay, which is soaked with another head to May slice, 24 hours. Okay, but so it's cold. Like I said before, it's a cold bleed. It's bleed without the medium heat. Harehu, that's called kavush, soaked. Harehu kavush on the Nesar Kulo. okay, of a pachos mikam, but if not 24 hours, it's less than that, then v'hadocha sagi, then just wipe, rinse it off. In other words, if a little piece of meat in the fridge spills onto the milk, a little piece of milk rather spills onto the meat, or it falls into a bowl of milk or whatever, so just rinse it off. If it wasn't there 24 hours, not a problem. If we assume it's believable not to be for 24 hours, okay? Now, then the Rambam adds something else. The whole makom darin kavush kibushal afilo mashe chutz lekvishal. So the kvishal shlamatim apel lamala. Let's say only part of the piece of meat falls into the milk. Okay, it sits there for more than 24 hours. So does the top of the part of the meat that's not inside the milk, is that a problem? Yes, just like by bishul. Okay, but he said v'yesh mekilim mashe b'chutz. Different opinions. The sofek kavush also mabad b'pasim chav dazan lekula the minatari and also rak b'bishul mamish. This is key for us. Okay, if there's any suffix about kavush, you don't know how long it was soaking together. Okay, so then it's a sefek rabbanan, because that's what I want to bring out from all of this, that kavush is considered kimavushal, but it's only considered kimavushal on a rabbanan level. Okay, mavushal on a Torah level means to the medium of heat, and here it's a cold bliya. So therefore, it's also rabbanan, and any kind of suffix will go lekula the minat Torah in azurak would be shul mamish. Okay. And then he says, "V'mukavosh b'toktzir b'tochomet imshah kadesh no ala or miartiyah b'askel esbashal harikim avushal." Okay, how long does it have to be when it's if it's inside some kind of a spicy item and so on and so forth? He says, "The amount of time it would take to cook such a thing." Also, other than that, it's not necessarily the klipa. We'll come back to that. But in any event, the bottom line is none of these situations. Not kavush, not maliach, not any kind of these combinations is considered bishul on a daraisa level. Okay, even though the language is kavush kim bevushul, but it doesn't mean on a daraisa level. That's what I want to bring out. Now we have the Gemara Pesachim, which we've already seen also a couple of times. The Gemara Pesachim mem dalam aleph 20. Okay, which is why basul chalav is a chiddush. It specifies this point. We saw this Gemara already. The Gemara says the basul chalav lo gamrin. You can't learn out from basul chalav. Okay. Again, we're talking about tam, right? So the Rashi says, "Basar chalav, basar shnis bashul chalav, basar veinei." And there's tam chalav nivlebon. The piece of meat is there, and now it has absorbed flavor of milk. So from that, you can't learn anything else. But the chiddushu, it's a chiddush. Okay. Rashi says there, 21 chiddushu. What's the chiddush? Kol isura temo. Only the basar chalav is a stranger. The davar chiddush ain't a matzvahin, but shari surin. Lo garmin a chumah today of shari surin, like we said before, something which is sui generis, which is a unique type of chiddush. You can't learn from that to anything else. The chihechid, the shari chiddush, and the nirlo of shari surin. The tam, hai ta, tam kikar namelo tigmar. It's the same sugya as we saw before in Pulin. Lav kufches. But tam kikar, can you learn? Can basar chalav serve as a paradigm, serve as a binyanav for other yisurim? So it says no, because the chiddush. The more I ask my chiddush, the more there spells it out more than. At this point, more than it spells out in the Chulin, more it says in my Chiddush, "Ilema da hay lechudei v'hay lechudei shari v'hadadei osur." If you'll tell me this is unique, because there's nothing else in the world where you take two things which are mutter and the combination makes them osur. That's a weird thing. But nothing else like that. Okay, "Ilema hay lechudei," as Rashi says, "the shnei dvarim mutarim uchis arvon esar mashenkim shari surim shari surim." You always have to start with something that's osur. It's pork and beef. It's nevela and shchuta. It's chaylev and shuman or whatever. But there's something osur to begin with. Then you can talk about it. So what's possible? Chalav? Nothing's osur. It's glatt kosher meat and chalav is all milk. So what's the problem? Right. So that's the chiddush. Says the Gemara there, which it didn't say in Chulin. That's not a chiddush. Kilaim nami, as we said that before, right? We had that already. Kilaim also is like that. Each one independently, wool and linen independently. You can make whatever clothes you want out of wool, you can make whatever clothes you want out of linen. That's only the combination. Rather, what's the chiddush? Here's what the Rambam does. Elo, the Torah le kula alma b'chav l'shari. Okay, if you soak meat, milk and meat all day long, okay, it's muta daraisa. Okay, if you soak milk and meat, you soak a piece of meat in a pot of milk for as long as you like. All day long, it's mutter. But bashalei b'shulas, when you cook it, it's aser. So therefore, you see clearly that the Gemara is really telling us what the Shach told us. The Gemara is telling us that kavush is not the same as bishul. Okay, the Gemara here is mechalik between bishul and kavush, right? So that's really what the Shach back in the first Shach, it's called Nalav 13, says avaloi de kavush melichashen and derfishul. But that's again, we come back to the Gemara. The Gemara here is clearly mechalik between kavush and mevushul. Even though we say kavush ke mevushul, but it doesn't mean on a deraisa level. So it's not also deraisa. All right. Rashi says Okay, brought that, of course, the Rashi is at the end. Me with Darbonon, sir. Okay, Darbonon, sir. We're talking on a Doraisa level. Okay, now, what's interesting is, just to throw out the Tzlach, a later Gemara Pesachim, a little bit of the Tzlach. Pesachim, Ayin Dal and Al, Dima Sol, Ein Solon. Okay, even if we consider, you know, something to be Bishol on a Darbonon level, like Melech Keroseach and Kavish Kamabushol, does that mean it's the same in other areas of halacha? So the Tzlach points out, but after in Shabbos, lekem licha isur bishul. It's also not a cook on Shabbos. But if you go ahead and you know, put something salty on Shabbos, that's not called bishul for Shabbos. Okay, it might be it's bishul for darbonah. It's bishul for basar challah purposes, but not bishul for Shabbos purposes. Hayna mishum to Shabbos gamrinim lech zamishkan uveinan told us or Shabbos is derived from, you know, what does bishul derive from? Actually, in the list of the malachas, you know, it's called ofer. And then the Mishnah in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, which lists off all the Tzara Malachas, the Malacha number 11 is called Ofer, it's baking. That's the question, what exactly was the Mishkan? What was baking in the Mishkan? So some say it doesn't only mean what was done for the building of the Mishkan, but also in the operation of the Mishkan, and subsequently based on Mikdash, so baking out of Lechem Apanim, and so on and so forth, so that's included. But Bishul was to make the dyes. Okay, when you make dye, so you put various whatever derivatives inside water and you boil it up. You ever go to the Tchelis factory and see them make Tchelis? So you have a chance to go to this song next time. Go. It's about a half hour outside of Yerushalayim. It's on the way to the Yam HaMelech. I mean, to call a factory is, you know, it's to compliment it. It's not a factory. It's more like a shack. But you can, or you don't need to go there. They can do, you know, I've seen it. Anyway, my brother sort of manufactured this stuff, so I've seen it many, many times. We take this pot and he puts in, you know, the chalazon stuff and then make it into dye, you know, they cook it up. So they shriyas, I don't want it. Right? The water. Anyway, so that's by Shabbos. And then if I feel b'chamamot of Shabbos, right? The rice, you're allowed to cook by the light of the sun, by the heat of the sun on Shabbos. When you have a heat wave in New York City, sometimes print in the paper a picture of some kid frying an egg on the sidewalk. Right? You can crack open an egg and fry right on the sidewalk. That's how hot the sidewalk gets. Unless you want to eat it afterwards. But okay. So that's called the chama. A toldos chama, something which was heated by the sun. So that's an iser, xer alto toldos or. That's only xer darbon alto toldos or. Okay, anyway. But here's what the key for us is. It's lach right. It's there at the end of 22. Bechein bebosa becholav, ein bemelicha iser bishul. Hainu der bishul aso toro, melicha ein der cholav lecho beli bishul. People cook things normally through heat. That's a normal thing that people do. People cook through heat. That's the only thing that's called bishul under sleep. Okay, but that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and a couple of simanim from here in Tzadi Aleph Simcha has 23. Ain basu chol nesai de melicha de kavish ela bachila. Okay, now they eat it because darbana abba bana it's mutter. Because again, the rice is no usher, no isher unless it's. If it's only Rabban, then it's Mutter B'Hana. Okay? And that's why, again, this sometimes happens in a refrigerator. Okay? Those who have, you know, sometimes something drips, if something in a pan, and sometimes milk and flesh can get mixed up in a fridge. You know, put something full, or the pan wasn't put exactly straight, and something, gravy drips out. Okay? I mean, I imagine all you had the experience in a fridge, open a fridge, there's some gravy that's spilled when something happens. Okay, so let's say a little bit of milk fell on top of the, you know, the meat dish and so on and so forth. Okay, we had a pot of vegetables a little bit again. So if it's more than 24 hours, don't say, but less than that, it's not going to be also on the rice level. Okay, the Biur Grah, and with this we'll move her up in just a moment. I'll start the next thing also a little bit, but the Biur Grah in our Siman pays out. It's called not the first Biur Grah. The beginning, he writes, refers to some of the sources I just said, and he writes, "Chol sha'al yideha or uderach bishul." That's the key, and that's why what they call it, roasting is going to be anything which is done through the medium of fire. That's called derech bishul. It does not necessarily say you have to have the groin. It does not necessarily say you have to have water. And this segues into the next topic, which is tigun. Tigun is frying. Okay, now with frying, it's a little funny. There is liquid, okay, but there is some liquid, but it's, you know, it's not water. right? I mean, when it comes to frying, and you're frying oil, you're frying something which is thicker. It's the term viscosity. I think it's a thicker type of thing. Okay. So what's the story with tikkun? What's the story with frying? All right. Again, Sleevi said there are two different ways to look at it, but tikkun in some ways is closer to bishul, because there is some liquid there. But it's not. In other words, when you fry, put something in a frying pan, so it's not the liquid is minimal. Okay, the liquid is not what's cooking it. If I put something in a pot, I cook something. You know, I don't know. What I'm talking about. I put macaroni in a pot. Okay, so what's cooking it is the hot water. Right, the water comes boiling hot, and the water is playing a major role in cooking the food. That's bishul. But tikkun, you only have a little bit of liquid in it, usually oil or something like that, or some other type of thing, sauce, some type of soy sauce, somebody cooking that. So that's a little bit. So it's interesting, the Meiri on our daf and chulin, kuf ches, so bear with me just a few more minutes. The Meiri on our daf and chulin quotes, sends us to Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf dalet. Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf dalet, Amar Aleph, going over daf dalet, has a big discussion about something called yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemasoras. What this means is as follows. You had it in Sukkot also. Okay, we know that certain things sometimes in the Torah are written one way. There's no nakudos, no vocalization, no vowels in the Torah. So you can read something one way, but we, by our tradition, our Masorah, read it a different way, right? So, that's the question. Do we know what's written? Do we, is halacha determined by what's written? So that's a machalka, is yesh eim lemikra, or yesh eim lemasoras. Okay, yesh eim lemikra means we can disregard, the way it's read. Okay, we disregard the way it's read. So the Gemara says, oh, one second, maskif lo rachav yakov, how can it be mika the less yesh eim lemikra about Tanya? It says by our din abasukhan lo sovasha gadi bachalev imo. That word bachalev can also be read as yochol bechalev. Okay. We can also read it as chalev. We read it chalev. So Amad Yeshem Lemikra out of the Kula Amad Yeshem Lemikra. You can't disregard the way it's read. We read it chalev, and therefore we know that it's possible to be chalev. Chalev is different. Again, it's one of the sense of humor is in Hilchos Yerodei Hilchos possible chalev, and the Tarovis is that chalev and chalev is spelled the same way, and you have to figure out which one it's talking about. Usually you can't from the context. Here Rashi helps us out. Okay. B'chalev imo, yochol b'chalev. Chalev means, it says in the parentheses here, because there's no vowels in Rashi either. Okay, ches tsuryo. Tsuryo means as a tzeira, and lamet segula, lamet as a segul. So that's chalev. Yochol b'chalev imo. Maybe it's only usher to cook a kid, right? To cook b'chalev imo in the fat, because the chalev is usher. Aval b'cholov, ches lamet kemutzos, as a komatz. Under both the ches and the lamin, al becholov it'll be mutar levasho. You mutar to cook it in milk, right? So Rashi, Amrit, and that was on down and off on the top of the days. Amrit Yeshem Mikra, let come on the poly. The pligi both becholov, but only also. How are you ever going to ask? Maybe taka means chalev. If we don't consider how we read it, b'chalev imo, which is talking about milk. So then how are you going to ask both becholov? So anyway, the Gemara then says, no, not necessarily. Ella Omar Acha Bered of Ika, Omar Kolo Sevashel Gedi. You can't bring a proof from there to the Machlokas of Yeshem Lemikra Yeshem Lemasoras. It's not so much that we read it that way, but rather it comes back to our issue, Derek Bishul Asra Torah. Okay? It has to be talked about Cholo. Why? Because Lo Sevashel Gedi Derek Bishul. Bishul means through the medium of liquid. Okay? Chalev is not liquid. Chalav is fat, okay? So it must be chalav, because chalav is liquid. You follow the Gemara, and the Gemara concludes there. And I'm not interested now in the whole machokas, yishen l'mikla, yishen l'masaris, but the Gemara says you can't prove that just because we read it as chalav, that must be talking about, it must be yishen l'mikla. No, okay? And then for kulam, hold yishen l'mikla. No, not necessarily. Okay, maybe we know that it's talking about milk, not because of the way we read the words. Okay, really could read it chalev, but it can't be talking about chalev there because the operative word is lo sevashel. There are bishul also. Our bishul means in the medium of a liquid. It doesn't have to be water. Milk is a liquid. Okay, that's why it's also because milk is a liquid. Chalev is fattier. Okay, and chalev is more like frying. Right? You fat, oil and fat. Okay, it's thicker than water, and that would be in a category of tigon. Right, that would be in the category of tigon. So the meiri, we're looking 30. The meiri, okay. And this actor of Machokas. The mirrors by us in Chulin, Kum Chasarab, and our same doc from Chulin. Okay? But he refers to this Gemara Sanhedrin. So we'll just finish up. The Miri says, Hatigon Bilfas, you know, in a pot, Chachmat Tosas Pershu Shunikra Bishu. Tosas says that is Bishu. Masha Amr Perkzes, Shamiala Bilfas was saying. But Ugdole Harabonim, that's Rashi. You know, remember, the Miri has nicknames for everybody. So the Gedolei Harabonim, Pirshul Masechah Sanhedrin, Rashi just saw Sanhedrin, Shederek Bishul Asur Torah Velo Derek Tigon. That's what Rashi seems to understand, at least explaining that sugyah. Okay, that's not Tigon. V'af L'achila Lo Nesem in a Torah, Ela Derek Bishul Ala Drachim Shemiyarnu, U'lechach Hotziyah B'loshim Bishul, Omer She'ein Loken Ala Chilasa Ela Derek Bishul, V'chein Hu Shitaseno. We, in the Miri himself, I agree with that position. That Tigon is not included. And again, Darabonin, it doesn't matter. Darabonin, it's usher, but the Nafkamin is Marin Shalom. So he said, my sheet is like Rashi. Okay, and he explains away what the Rayatosa brings. Okay. Anyway, with Darabonin, it's different. But that's the Miri, because he says that Tigon is different. Tigon is not like Cholov, his milk is liquid. Right, so the Tosas that he's referring to is the Tosas Sanhedrin on Dalar Beis, Derek Bishul Asur Torah, Uve Chelev Eino Bishul Atigan Kene Pirish Bekuntres. Okay, now then he says, what about Slikader? Okay, Slikader is a pot roast, the top of the fire. That's called Bishul with regards to Psochem. That's because Shani Hosan and Tziv Boshem Abushul. Okay, that's no good with any kind of Bishul. Right? That's a different point. Yesh Mefarshim. Derek Bishul Asur Torah, the below Bishul Shnori, by the Bishul Asur Afuke Chelev, the below Hachi Asur. Okay, the Kashal, if he said, the Chelev of Mesa Svina Becholav, well, per Cholav Asur, about the Mesa Chalisur. So we'll have to go over the Tosas next time. But the bottom line is that, Tosas at least presents the possibility that Tigon, that's a question, whether Tigon frying in oil or in fat. Okay, is the same thing or not? Some say that it also seems to point that it is part of Bishul. And Amiri says, cites Rashi, he says, he agrees that it's not considered part of Bishul. So we'll have to see, next time. It's actually Machlokas. Bishchetshuva quotes here in Sikrat and Gimel. Which over here says whether Tigun is Bichal Bishul or not, or Dorais 11. Again, the Nafkamina is for Israel law purposes. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here. We'll continue. We'll finish this package of Hashem tomorrow. Hope everyone has a good day.
Okay, Rabbi, thank you.
Very good. Okay, cool.